My Life Today, April 18. Nature, the Key to Unlock Treasure House of God's Word, Growing in Wisdom and Knowledge. Consider the wondrous works of God, the wondrous works of Him which is perfect in knowledge. The whole natural world is designed to be an interpreter of the things of God. To Adam and Eve in their Eden home, nature was full of the knowledge of God, teeming with divine instruction. To their attentive ears, it was vocal with the voice of wisdom. Wisdom spoke to the eye and was received into the heart, for they communed with God in His created works. In the natural world, God has placed in the hands of the children of men the key to unlock the treasure house of His Word. The unseen is illustrated by the seen. Divine wisdom, eternal truth, infinite grace are understood by the things that God has made. As the dwellers of Eden learned from nature's pages, as Moses discerned God's handwriting on the Arabian plains and mountains, and the child Jesus on the hillsides of Nazareth, so the children of today may learn of Him. On everything upon the earth, from the loftiest tree of the forest to the lichen that clings to the rock, from the boundless ocean to the tiniest shell on the shore, they may behold the image and superscription of God. Here are mysteries that the mind will become strong in searching out. All may find themes for study in the spires of grass covering the earth with their green velvet carpet, the plants and flowers, the lofty mountains, the granite rocks, the precious gems of light studding the heavens to make the night beautiful, the exhaustless riches of the sunlight, the solemn glories of the moon, the winter's cold, the summer's heat, the changing, recurring seasons, in perfect order and harmony, controlled by infinite power. Here are subjects which call for deep thought, for the stretch of the imagination.